Moncrief on News Talk.
In the last few weeks, cuckoos have started to come back to Ireland, most of them having taken an 18,000 kilometre round trip. The Cuckoo Tracking Project has been keeping an eye on this migration in order to discover where they go and do they always return to exactly the same places. Sam Bailey is a conservation ranger with the National Parks and Wildlife Service and a lead on the Cuckoo Tracking Project. Afternoon, Sam.
Good afternoon.
So when did you first put the trackers on the cuckoos?
So in May last year, we put trackers on four cuckoos, three in Killarney National Park and one in the Barra National Park.
OK. And did you know anything about the habits of these birds before you put the trackers on them? Was there any particular criteria used to select them?
The four that we tagged were quite by random because we just don't know what you're going to manage to happen to catch. But they did all have to be males, and had to obviously be physically fit. So we did sort of check them that they're all okay and everything. There's no problems with them before we attach the tag.
Mm. And when cuckoos migrate, do they go in flocks or can they do it singly?
Well, it seems that they certainly do it singly, but in certain areas they might. You might get a lot of cuckoos using a certain area to do big feed ups on part of the journey as they go south and as they come back north again.
Yeah, and so the trip over was it to the Congo they went?
That's right. All of the cuckoos that we tagged in Killarney National Park all ended up going down to the Democratic Republic of Congo, although they did sort of slightly do different journeys, each one, they did all end up in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is sort of the large sort of equatorial forest, just below the Sahara, which exactly the area where you get loads of mountain gorillas and that sort of area.
Mm. The weather there, the climate there would be quite different then to here, or would it be?
You'd obviously have certain amounts of rainy season, lots of lush growth all through the year down in that part of the world. So lots and lots of food and stuff to keep them going and, for them to be able to survive through the winter, which obviously they wouldn't have if they stayed here.
Yeah. And so how long does it take them to make that journey?
It takes a while. So the journey is sort of broken up into sort of leaps and then sort of like a heavy period of feeding up in certain locations, then other leaps over certain obstacles and then another big feed up. And so it takes a little, it takes quite a while. So they end up leaving Ireland in around about mid to late June and then eventually end up down southern Europe along the Mediterranean, and they spend about 8 weeks there before then doing another big jump across the Mediterranean and the Sahara, and then trying to do a big feed up as soon as they get the other side of the Sahara, to then go down to the Congo.
Yeah, and would they generally try to avoid flying over bodies of water, or did you notice any habits in relation to that?
Well, it's quite an interesting one, actually, because, this other species has been, there's been various other tagging projects done on this species in other parts of the range. So they spread all the way out to as far as Mongolia and even like Kamchatka, as far east as you can go on in Asia. And some of those birds over there, that far away, they also migrate back to Africa for winter, and they actually cross part of the Indian Ocean in making their journey. But for European cuckoos, it hadn't been recorded that any of them actually did do any big sea crossings in any way until one of the Irish ones did this year. So we had one of our Irish cuckoos, nicknamed KP, did a journey from North Spain, and instead of sort of following around the French coast, possibly out to Britain and across, it actually went straight across the Bay of Biscay, straight back to Ireland. So did a big sort of crossing across there and part of the Atlantic, which was the first cuckoo to have been tracked from Europe going across a large body of water, which is quite exciting.
Yeah, that's quite an extraordinary trip to take. So, what's their maximum range
Range as in how far they'll travel?
Yeah, at one go, if you like.
Well, it's a little bit difficult to say. I mean, you know, some of them seem to do sort of much longer sort of jumps. Some of them do a series of smaller jumps. But yeah, I mean, so probably about 2,000 kilometres would be a sort of like a normal good big jump. But, you know, we're still learning very, very, you know, early stages of what these, you know, these creatures can do. As I say, this is a very small sample size of our Irish cuckoos. So hopefully in the future we'll get more to be able to expand on what we know about's going on with them.
Yeah, but presumably, like, 2,000 kilometres, they're not flapping for all that time. They're relying on thermal currents and that kind of thing to glide along.
Well, actually, no, they probably will be flapping the whole way along.
Will
now, some species like birds of prey and stuff use thermals to sort of soar around and use that lot. Whereas cuckoos, they don't do that. They don't really use it. I mean, they might use the thermals a little bit, but certainly not as a standard practice. It will be very much flap, 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 flap. That crossing that it did, KP did from northern Spain to straight to Ireland across the sea, that was actually facing into a northerly wind. So that would have been really sort of proper powering through all the way across.
Yeah. And when they return to Ireland, then the ones who have returned so far, you know, some have come back to Killarney National Park. Are they coming back to exactly the same part of the park?
Yeah, well, amazingly. So they're obviously moving, now that they're back, they're moving around a bit more sort of around within the park a bit. But actually, they seem to come back almost exactly to the same spot. The two out of the three have come back so far. There's one still in sort of central France, seems to be enjoying himself there before coming back. But the two that are in Killarney National, back in Killarney, are pretty much exactly in the same spot.
Yeah. Is anything known about how they manage to do that or how they navigate back to these places?
Well, birds have an inbuilt sort of navigation system. And what's really exciting about cuckoos is obviously they never have met their parents. They've never, you know, sort of followed any, you know, anyone else to get to where they're heading to or the journey back. So everything they learn is either everything they do is instinctive, or certainly is also, you know, is part of their DNA, and they're sort of learning these things a little bit as they go along. But they have to have a lot of that all sort of instinctively bred in. There's, yeah, you know, obviously a certain amount of magnetism that birds are able to understand the direction in which they're going and certain landmarks and things like that. But yeah, quite amazing.
Yeah. Sam, thanks so much for speaking with us today. That's Sam Bailey there, conservation ranger with the National Parks.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.